Hey, it's Lola. I've never done this, but I just wanted you to hear the story from me as I hear it in my head for you. Okay, so here we go. I've decided to tell you a story and let you decide for yourself what its truth is, or if the truth of a story is what matters anyways. I dreamt last night of the stars at Le Morimont. I saw again the impossible number of stars in the sky there, and I am sure that against all logic, there are extra stars in the sky there. In retrospect of my time spent living and working at Le Morimont, I see clearly that the Le Morimont sits under a dome of its own. This dome, something like a bubble, bubbles just a bit bigger than it need be. It expands within the world that surrounds it, mindful not to excommunicate the surrounding towns and trees. It creates just enough room for stillness, leaves just enough room for each who finds themselves at the Morimont along some part of their journey to be present. When you count the extra stars, you realize the sky at Le Morimont is like nothing you have ever seen before. This is because the stars at Le Morimont mirror the magic imprinted in space of every beautiful soul that has come to belong here before. And as if that is not enough, these stars, the mirrors of souls come, gone, and in between, illuminate you. So you see that you too are a star with an imprint. Now this seems fantastical and romantic because yes, to a degree it is. However, the moment you realize you have a light all of your own, you become conscious of your impact. You become conscious of your interconnectivity. So you breathe in this revelation with gratitude for all the other stars in the sky, because you will need them now more than ever. Because tomorrow, when you wake in the midst of your first true autumn, and you hear the wind rustle through the scarlet-orange trees, and you see the leaves dancing their last exertions before the winter comes, you will realize that you won't be at the Morimont forever. So you will smile with recognition and thanks to the constant work of Guillaume and Eglantine and Pascal and all of the others who breathe life into Alsace and constantly strive to offer the time, space, place, and understanding of you to be yourself. You will leave, and they will be unaware that they have helped you learn that you carry all that you'll ever need within you, that you carry the magic of Le Morimont with you wherever you go. So you mindfully leave a glimmering bit of your soul there as a mirror to the next, an homage to Guillaume, Pascal, and Eglantine, one that they would never ask for. You string up your star as an anchor to move forward from, to do the work that needs to be done with consciousness, with love.